Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that I have an opportunity to spend time with you on tonight as we look at the story of Jonah and the whale. And the Lord wants us to think big, and I want to explain to you the concept or the revelation that the Lord gave me about thinking big. I believe and I know that this is very encouraging to many individuals who are going to get drafted. Amen. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I want to take this time out to thank God, my family, and all of my friends for tuning in with me tonight on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. We're going to kick off this energetic revelation anointed ministry with, of course, Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Then we're going to pray unto God. Then after we pray, we're going to go into the lesson of Jonah and the whale and thinking big. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. This is your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. We're going to take this time out and we're going to pray. We're going to pray for just everyone. We're going to pray for this nation. We're going to pray for our leaders. We're going to pray for Charleston. We're going to pray for Texas. We're going to pray for people who are in the hospital, people who are coming out of the hospital. We're going to pray for visions. We're going to pray for careers. We're going to pray for dreams. We're going to pray for ministries, anointings. We're going to pray for any type of new ventures. We're going to pray for the grace of God and the favor of God to befall upon you right now afresh, amen. We're going to pray for the word of God to come down from heaven. We're going to pray for just everything, because we know that we serve a true and living God, and we know that God can do everything but fail. We know that he can mend broken hearts. We know that he can cool scorching fevers. We know him to be a healer. We know him to be a deliverer. He sets people free. And so as we get into the presence of the Lord, I want you to forget about everything that happened today, the things that happened yesterday, the things that happened the day before, and the things that happened last week. And I want you to set your mind on the Holy Spirit. When you come unto God, God says you come unto God with a purpose and a plan. And when we talk about the plan, we're not talking about your plan, as we will find out about the mistake that Jonah made. He says when you come to him as an empty cup ready to be filled so that he can give you the plan for your life. Many people have been stagnated. Many people have been planted in the ground, and that's where they remain because no one took the time to nourish the seed that was planted, or because you yourself did not take the time to nourish the plant that was seeded. But God says that that season is over. He's forcing people out of the ground. He's forcing talents, and he's forcing his gifts out of the ground. Amen. You see all the rain and things. He says he is watering the ground so that our seeds can grow. Amen. And so we're going to pray unto God. I know that there's a lot of unrest in some areas of the state. I know that there is a lot of debates going on, but we serve a true and living God. And God says that we must all be unified. He says if he be lifted up, he would draw all men unto him and women as well. And the thing about this is that it doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter who you believe in. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what you won't do. God says that at the end of the day, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that he is Lord. He says, even those who hate me, he says, will confess that I am their father. There will come a time when God is the only person, as Jonah found out, that you can call on because you go through the storms of life. So we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to pray for this victory that the Lord is getting ready to set. Now, in the midst of the storm that this nation is going through, with so much happening to our kids and so much happening to different cultures and so much happening in the world, God says that there is still favor, grace, and mercy. And he says just because there was a storm does not mean that there was not a purpose for the storm. We don't understand that. But God says that all things work together for the good of them who know him and who are by his name. All those people were called by God, and God is going to take care of them, amen? So we're going to pray unto God and forget about everything. Forget about the headache. Forget about whatever it is. And we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to ask God to heal us. We're going to ask God to deliver us. We're going to ask God for freedom. We're going to ask God for more love in our hearts. Amen? So I want you to get into a place where you're not on your cell phone for the moment. Get into a place, your closet, whatever your secret closet is, whether it be a physical closet. Now, don't close the door where you can't, you know, get out or breathe. I mean, go to a place, a quiet place, and I want you to really, at this particular time, I'm going to take you through a brief activity. I want you to take a deep breath. Take another deep breath. I want you to put your hand on your heart. Put your hand on your heart. Take a deep breath. Take another deep breath. Just relax. Keep your eyes closed and just relax. Your hand is still on your heart. Your hand is still on your heart. That is the Lord and Savior close to you. Whatever it is you need a breakthrough, the Lord is right. That's how close he is to you. Amen. God says whatever you need, he's right there. He's that close to you. He says you just gotta relax. Keep your eyes closed. Keep your eyes closed. We're in the presence of the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ. Keep your hand on your heart. We're going to pray to God. And in this prayer, I want you to keep your hand on your heart. And as I pray, I want you to pray as well. For whatever it is, God says he's that close. You're this close. If you're listening, it wasn't by mistake. God says that whoever's listening right now on the live radio, he says those are the people who are called and who will receive from God. He says you are there. You see how close your hand is to your heart? Keep it there. Keep it there. We're going to put on the music and we're going to get into the presence. We're already in the presence of God. Keep your hand on your heart. Keep your hand on your heart. Don't take it off. That's how close God is. Relax. Hand on your heart. Heavenly Father, we come to you with a bowed head and an humble heart, Lord. Thanking you for last night's lying down and this morning's arising, Lord. We realize and we recognize that you blessed us to go on our way and you kept us all day long, Lord. And we say thank you, Lord, and we come to you as empty vessels ready to be filled up. We come to you with open ears, ready to hear the revelation of God about Jonah. We come with our eyes lifted up unto you, and we come with our eyes focused on your presence, Lord. We understand and recognize that we're there. We're where you want us to be. We recognize and understand that you are with us because we feel you at this particular time, Lord. Lord Jesus, we ask that if there's anyone who is sick, Lord, we ask you touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, whatever infirmities they have, whatever pain they have, whatever aches they have. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you remove it right now, Lord, if it be your will, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, Lord, and those who are thinking about going in, Lord. Lord Jesus, we ask you, would you bless those who are in bereavement, those who have lost something or someone, Lord. Bless those who say, pray for me. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless the unrest that's going on in the world, Heavenly Father. We pray for each one of those nine lives that were lost. We pray for their families. We pray for their families. We pray for their friends. We pray for the congregation, Lord. We pray for the person who took their lives, Lord. We pray that you forgive him, Lord. We pray that you wipe his hands clean, Lord. But in the process, Lord, we pray that you let him know that we all have to answer unto you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for those families who said, I forgive you, Lord, because we realize that you're going to do something magnificent. You're going to be that angel that comforts them during this void, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless people not to get discouraged from going to church, but help the churches become filled because of this, Lord, because we know that we need you, Lord, every minute, every second, Lord. And then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to bless us to magnify and edify who you are? Would you bless us to be the people that you would have us to be, Lord? Then, Lord, we pray for our youth, Heavenly Father. We pray for them this summer, Lord, as they go swimming. We pray as they go on trips. We ask, would you keep them safe and sound, Lord? We ask, Heavenly Father, would you give rest to the unrest, and would you bless those who don't know you and those who have turned away, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day, Lord. We thank you for each person who's listening, those who are going to listen. Lord, we pray for our families. We pray for our friends. We pray for our coworkers. We pray for our coworkers' kids. We pray for our families' kids, Lord. We pray for our church members. We pray for our leaders in the White House, our leaders all over this land and country, Lord. We ask, would you continue to help us to plant the seeds on the ground that you would have us to walk on, Lord. We just want to magnify and edify who you are, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being this close to us, Lord. Many people need a comforter at this particular time, especially in Charleston, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you turn hatred into love, and would you turn wicked hearts into compassion? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless that particular state to do the right thing, Lord, because we don't want the wrath of you to come like you did in Israel, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to be an uplifting ministry, a ministry where people can come and seek refuge, a ministry where people can come and get healed by your word, a ministry where people can come and feel good when they leave. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, would you continue to help us to be humble? We thank you for the victories. We thank you for the valley moments. And we thank you for the mountain experiences, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, as we get to our destiny, that you help us to be the best that we can be, Lord. Lord Jesus, we put everything, every talent, every gift we have in your hand, and we ask that you disperse it and use it and grow it, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to bless this ministry, Lord, with the word of God, with the guests, Heavenly Father, with the music, with the anointing. And not just this ministry, Lord, but all ministries around this country, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless football players, baseball players, professional and unprofessional, Heavenly Father. Would you bless their temperaments, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us, Lord, and keep us. And as this ministry goes forth, as we talk about Jonah and study Jonah, Lord, we ask, would the revelation fall afresh on these lips where I can disseminate the information to the people, where we all can understand what you would have us to do, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. God is good. And I want you to understand, whenever you feel like, and this goes to the people who are listening, from that particular state. Amen. Welcome. Whenever you feel like the Lord, and you're going to hear music, whenever you feel like the Lord has forgotten about you, whenever you feel like you can't make it, I want you to put your hand on your chest, and I want you to know that God is there. Why are we putting our head on our chest instead of our head, or instead of our nose, or instead of our leg? We're putting our head on our chest because God says that's where your church is. He says, and if your church is clean, he says he can dwell therein. Amen. And so the Lord is in our hearts. Amen. And many people say, how can I tell if I have the Lord in my heart? It's by your actions. I was able, and I'm going to say this, and then we're going to get into the message. As I said before, I was very impressed with the families in Charleston. And I knew that the Lord was in their hearts. Why did I know? Because they said, I forgive you. Amen. And they were very honest with it. They said, I forgive you. And the Lord is in their hearts. And, you know, many times we see situations in a sense of just in a negative way. But God says that he has better plans. He has more plans. And that's how life is. Right? And so we want to really uplift God, and we want to thank God for what we do have, and we want to thank God for being this close, put your hand on your chest, to us. We want to thank God for putting us in our destiny right now. We want to thank God for the right nows. We want to thank God for the small things. We want to thank God for the big things. We want to thank God for the open doors. We want to thank him for closing doors. We want to thank him for the wait. We want to thank God right now in the name of Jesus. We just want to thank God, and we want to magnify God, and we want to glorify him. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to get ready to speak about Jonah and the whale. Many children love this story because we're talking about a man who was in the belly of a whale, or if you want to call it a fish, but it's a whale, and he had to depend on God because there was nothing else he could do. And we're going to read about this because some people don't know the story. And because he was in the belly of this whale, he didn't have any people. He didn't have anything to depend on but God. But before, if we rewind, before he got into the belly of the whale, Jonah was disobedient unto God. He was running. And so what we're going to answer today is how, you know, how did Jonah end up in the belly of the whale, and why was he in the storm, and who would rescue him from the storm? Amen. As I was preparing this lesson, the Lord gave me a song to reference before we get into the lesson, because I have to put you at the sea. We have to go to the sea. Amen. This didn't happen in the house. This didn't happen outside. This happened at the sea. And so you're going to listen to Sister Vanessa Bell Armstrong. She's going to sing Peace Be Still. And within this song, I want you to understand that even the winds and the rains have to obey the will of God. And before I read the story, or before I read the verses about Jonah, understand that Jonah was running away from God. And understand that Vanessa Bell Armstrong is singing Peace Be Still. And she's saying that even the winds and the rains have to obey the will of God. If these things that God created, such as the winds and the rain, which are inhumane, have to obey the will of God, think about us. And I want you to think about that as you listen to this song, the lyrics. Listen to the lyrics. It's a beautiful song. Listen to the lyrics of a song. And we're going to talk about some of the lyrics, some pieces. And then we're going to read Jonah 1 and 2. So we're going to have a marathon. We're going to read Jonah 1 and 2. And then we're going to discuss it. Then I'm going to have announcements. Then I'm going to bid you good night. Okay? So let's go ahead and do that. This is Sister Vanessa Bell Armstrong, Peace Be Still. And remember to listen to the words. Jesus.
That we perish. Again, the Lord has lived when he sings like each moment.
How many of you know that God can give you peace in the midst of your storm? Within that psalm, she mentioned that the sky was all shadowed with blackness. Amen. And God wants us to be the light. And she said, because the sky is all shadowed with blackness and we're out there in the storm, she says, no shelter or help is now. And you're going to see in the story about Jonah that They were in the middle of the sea, and a storm came, and there was no help. But you're going to also see who rescued them. And then the song went on to say, peace, be still. The Lord can put peace in any situation. Where there's chaos, where there's confusion, the Lord can diffuse any type of situation. It doesn't matter if it's a state. It doesn't matter if it's a person. It doesn't matter if it's a city. The Lord can cause things to happen that will cause peace where there is chaos. Amen? The winds and the rains even obey the will of God. How many of you, when you go outside and it's the wind is blowing hard or it's pouring down raining and you say, be still, it stops raining automatically? That doesn't happen. The Lord is the only one who can say that. Amen? The Lord is the only one, the only being who can say that. Now, as we go into our other lesson, we're at the sea. Vanessa took us to the sea because she told us that there was a storm going on. She said there's a storm going on at the sea, she says, but the Lord can control that storm. And so we're in the middle of the sea, and we meet somebody by the name of Jonah. And Jonah's having some obedient issues, children. I want you to hear me out. He's having some issues, and he's wanting to flee. He's not wanting to listen to God. We have some kids like that. We have some adults like that who don't want to listen to anyone. They want to go their own way. And so we're at the sea. We're at the sea, and everything's fine right now. So let's go ahead and read Jonah 1. The word of one verses 1 through 17, and we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to go to Jonah 2, and we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to intertwine both of them so that we can have a whole lesson. Is that okay? All right. Jonah, we're going to read chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Follow me. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the soldiers were afraid, and each cried out to his own God. I want to read that again. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God. And they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. They were getting ready to hit a huge storm. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. Remember that Jesus also was on a ship and he was sleeping. They were asking, do you not care that we perish? And the Lord basically said, you must don't know who I am. But that was the Lord. But we're talking about Jonah here. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep, to him and said, how can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. I want to read that again. The captain went to him, we're talking about Jonah, and said, how can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us so that we will not perish. Then the soldiers said to each other, come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this situation. They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So they asked him, tell us who is responsible for making all of this trouble for us. What kind of work do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you? They were questioning him as they questioned the man with leprosy in the Bible. Amen. He answered, I am a Hebrew and I worship the Lord. We're talking about Jonah. He's answering them. The God of heaven who made the sea and the dry land. This terrified them. This terrified the sailors who were on the ship with him. And they asked, "What have you done?" They knew Jonah was running away from the Lord because he had already told them so. So the sea was getting rougher and rougher. I could just imagine that ship going back and forth. So they asked him, they asked Jonah, "What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?" So they were basically blaming this on Jonah because they knew Jonah was hard-headed. "Pick me up and throw me into the sea," he replied, "and it will become calm. I know that it's my fault that this great storm has come upon you." Instead, the men did their best to row back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before. Then they cried out to the Lord, "Please, Lord, do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man, for you, Lord, have done as you please." Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. In verse 17, we find that now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of a fish 3 days and 3 nights. Let's go over this quickly. So we're at the sea. Vanessa took us to the sea. We're at the sea already. And the Lord had asked Jonah to go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it because there were some things going on in that particular city that was not pleasing to the Lord. So he wanted to send his prophet Jonah. Jonah already knew he was a prophet. He wanted to send Jonah there, but Jonah was hard-headed, and he went to another city instead, Tarshish. He went there instead, and what he did was he paid money to ride on a ship. And as he was riding on the ship, he decided he wanted to fall asleep. So then a great storm hit, and everybody on the storm was thinking, "Lord, what are we going to do? What shall we do?" And they were throwing off things to make the ship lighter because the ship was getting tossed to and fro, just like Vanessa was talking about with that storm. And the ship was tossing to and fro. So finally they went over to Jonah and said, "Jonah, what is going on? Where do you come from?" You know, they figured out that the storm was happening because of Jonah. And Jonah finally told them to throw him overboard, amen, throw him overboard, because he knew that the wrath of Jesus was upon them because of him. And he says, "Throw me overboard." And so once he threw him overboard, that particular storm left, but he found himself in the belly of a whale for 3 days and 3 nights. Within this particular section, what I want you to take out of here is, what did the Lord request of Jonah? What did he request? He requested that he go speak to Nineveh because they were sinning. It was a sinful city. But he decided to take another avenue. And when he took that other avenue, he ran into a storm. Ladies and gentlemen, when you do not listen to the Lord, when you do not obey the Lord, when you're not obedient unto the Lord, you're going to run into a storm. We have storms anyway, but God says that this particular storm, he is the only one that can deliver you. In any storm, God is the only one that can deliver us. But with this particular storm, he says this was an intentional storm that Jonah caused upon himself. If he would have just went to that city and not taken that ship, then he wouldn't have been on the ship in the first place. Do you see what I'm saying? So if you don't get anything else out of this particular session or section, understand that you have to be obedient unto God. You have to be obedient. So we have to see, and Jonah is in the belly of a whale for 3 days and 3 nights. Okay? Jonah 2. Here we go. We still have to see. Right now, just imagine yourself enclosed somewhere, and it's dark. You know, you're in the mouth of a whale, and it's dark, right? Jesus wants us to be the light of the world. So if you're in the belly, right, of a fish or a whale, how can you be the light of the world? So let's go ahead and read Jonah 2 in its entirety. Jonah chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. "From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, 'In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the depths, into the very heart of the seas, and the current swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again towards your holy temple. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountain I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever. But you, Lord, my God, brought my life up from the pit. When my life was embedding away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. To worthless idols turn away from God's love for them, but I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you what I have vowed I will make good. I will say salvation comes from the Lord. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah unto dry land. Amen? Amen. So, Jonah 2. We find Jonah in a state of repentance. Jonah is trapped in the belly of a whale, and it's dark inside of the whale's belly. But Jonah finds himself praying unto God because he is in distress. And the Lord hears his cry. So even in his dark days, he is saved from the storm, but yet he is into another situation that could cost him his life. So within this dark area, within the belly of the whale, he begins to cry out to his God that he turned his back on. God says he has a way of making us come back. And he cries out unto God, and he prays unto God, and he says, thank you, Lord, for listening to me in my distress. And as he is praying, the Lord is listening, and the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah unto dry land. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of Jonahs, and we only have one God, and that's all we need. I want you to think about our title today. Think big like Jonah. Think big like Jonah. Now, many people would assume that Jonah was small-minded, and they would have a relevant point because Jonah was disobedient unto God. Jonah, if he knew anything about our Lord and Savior, he would have obeyed him because he knew that all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord. And Jonah did love God. As a matter of fact, he told the sailors that he worshipped our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, although they were worshipping their own God. So many people, if they said that Jonah was small-minded, they would be correct in the assumption or in the auspice of he was disobedient unto God. But God says that our thoughts are not his thoughts and our ways are not his ways. He says Jonah was thinking big. And God says put two different sections on thinking big. He says put two different sections. And if you hear me pause, we are listening to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because this part was not planned. Thinking big put a number one, and then thinking big put a number two. The first thinking big that God wants to describe to us before we get into the meat of this is being big-headed. Being big-headed, which means that thinking that you know it all. Thinking that you know it all. Now, we could agree that Jonah thought he knew where he was going. As a matter of fact, Jonah asked the sailor, where was that ship going? And he knew that that ship was not going to Nineveh, but he got on it anyways. So he's big-headed, or he's hard-headed. Number two, we talk about thinking big. Jonah had to pay his way to a place that God did not call him. Jonah had to pay a price. And God said, with this particular overtone, Jonah had to pay a price. Not only did he have to pay with money, but he had to pay with almost his life. Jonah had to pay a price. So we have that he was big-headed. He was hard-headed. Jonah had to pay a price. Then he says, number three with Jonah, during the day, it's very symbolic. They were on this ship, and it was during the day. And Jonah was caught sleeping. He was sleeping during the day. And God says that symbolically that we must work while it is day, because when night cometh, no one is working. And so Jonah was already behind the will of God, or behind the mark, because he was sleeping. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not anything wrong with going to sleep, especially if you're tired. But God had given Jonah a mission, and he was, first of all, in the wrong place. Second of all, he was asleep in the wrong place. So he was out of the ark of safety. Put sleeping and put out of the ark of safety because of him thinking big of himself. Number four, once he arose, he began to embattle with his, God says, conscience. His conscience began to battle with his mind. And because his conscience began to battle with his mind, he gave up and he told them to throw him in the sea. An informal suicidal request, if you will. Jonah, in this particular overtone, what you don't realize is that he gave up because he didn't want to endure what would happen on that ship. He wanted to sacrifice his life because he knew he was being hard-headed, wanted to sacrifice his life to save the other people because of his conscious mind. So informally, he asked to be taken out of the situation. He asked for death. Okay? He asked for death. After which, Jonah begins the process of redemption, and that's what we're going to go into, thinking big number two. And the thinking big, the acronym for big, is believing in God. Because of all of these circumstances, because he was being big-headed, because Jonah had to pay in two ways, okay, and because he was sleeping and not working while it was day, and because of the embattlement of his mind, and because he was asking for death, he went into this redemptive stage of believing in God. That's what the B-I-G is on the second one. That's why we had to differentiate between the first and the second, believing in God. He began to believe in God because he was in the belly. He had already believed in God, but he wanted to be hard-headed, and he wanted to save Nineveh. He wanted evil things to happen to Nineveh. And so when he was thinking big, believing in God, he began to pray to God. He began to pray and cry unto God. I want to ask you a few questions because I want you to look at the difference between being hard-headed and doing it your own way and believing in God. We know that Jonah had to he had to pray, and we know that he cried unto God. Did Jonah have to pay a price for being rescued by God? Did Jonah have to pay a price for being rescued by God? I want you to think about that. Did Jonah have to pay a price for being rescued by God? And we're going to discuss that. I just want you to think about it. Did Jonah have to pay a price for being rescued by God? The answer, ladies and gentlemen, is no, but he had to make a sacrifice. And that sacrifice is that he had to humble himself. He had to be humble. He had to sacrifice his ego. He had to sacrifice his pride. And he had to put on his humbleness. When Jonah was in the belly of the fish, did he give up? When Jonah was in the belly of the fish, did he give up? The answer to that question is he didn't give up. He had finally found himself face to face with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How many of you know that song, Jesus Be a Fence All Around Me? Everything that's on this earth, everything that's in the sea, the Lord makes. The Lord saved him. The Lord, he was in the presence of the Lord, believe it or not. He was in the presence of the Lord. Put your hand on your chest. That's how close God was to him, to Jonah. Okay? He was in the presence of the Lord. And because he was in the presence of the Lord, he was able to have that one-on-one relationship with God, and he was able to pray unto God. There was no chaos. There was no division. He didn't have people around him asking him, how are you going to get out of this? Because it was just he and God. He's going to have to save himself through the help of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There wasn't a crowd around. Nobody was around that he could call on, like on the ship, right? There was no sacrifices for people's lives that he had to make. He had to save himself at this particular time. God was giving him a second chance, ladies and gentlemen, to save himself. God was giving Jonah a second chance. And so when put your hand on your chest, when Jesus was that close to Jonah, he commanded that whale open up his mouth and vomit or spit out Jonah on dry land. And it's very symbolic about dry land because on dry land, nothing can grow. There's nothing grows on dry land. Think about a desert. It's nothing but dirt and it's nothing but sand. Right? And so he puts them in this dry place. Why? Because even after the rescue, God wanted Jonah to still depend on him. And after that, God commanded him to go to Nineveh. And guess what? He did. And the people were saved in Nineveh. And when God puts you on an assignment, it doesn't matter what it is, you're going to have to think big. You're going to have to believe in God. Believe in God. The only thing that God required of Jonah to get out of that belly is to pray, cry, and repent. And then when he rescued him, he wanted him to go and walk into the will of God. And big, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people, when they saw this caption, they thought about thinking big on material things, thinking big on having Jaguars, Rolls Royce, material things, things that fade away. God says that he needs something that is going to sustain us in the storm. And that's the belief in God. And that's the being obedient to God. You see, Jonah had a lot of influence around him, although he was faithful unto God. He had a lot of people around him. Jonah never really, if you look at it, when Jesus began to talk to Jonah one-on-one, Jonah became frightened. He didn't want to do what the Lord asked him to do. And he began to run from God. Then he began to surround himself with people who didn't have the answers either. And that's when he found himself informally asking for death. But then how many of you know that God can save you? And he did that. And then he began to believe in God again. And he was saved. He was set free. And that's what God wants to do to us. Many of you are going through the storms of life. We all have. And God has specifically told us, each one of us, to do something. And we have not done it yet. We failed to do it. For whatever reason it is, he told you to go visit somebody who was sick. You keep putting it off. He told you, I need you to preach. I need you to minister to the people. Keep putting it off. And then we continuously walk out of the will of God. I challenge each and every one of you today, don't let another minute pass by. Accept the call of God, whatever it is. Accept it. You don't want to end up in a storm and being trapped. God is going to rescue you. But if you can avoid any type of pitfalls through obedience, do that. Avoid it. There are a lot of Jonas in the world. And as I said before, one Jesus. You're going to have to decide who you're going to listen to. And you're going to have to decide what you're going to do. There has to be some type of movement in order to change a situation. Faith without works is dead. We know that. But at the same time, movement without purpose is just movement. Amen? And so you have to make sure you know where you're going. And you have to make sure that the Lord sent you there. Okay? So the whole overlying factor is to be obedient unto God. And God can deliver you from your storms. Thank you so much for tuning into the Love of Jesus Ministry. I have a few announcements to make. Be sure to continue to encourage and uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, journalists, authors, radio hosts, any positive community leader, any pressing things that's happening in the world, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can Facebook me at FREDALOVE or ALFREDALOVE. I would love to have you on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you check out the book that I have that I'm going to also showcase. It's entitled A Spiritual Guide to Go. You have to type in A Spiritual Guide to Go by Dr. Alfreda Love. And if you just type in A Spiritual Guide to Go by Dr. Alfreda Love, you will see all the different sites that the book is on. And if you're interested, then just let me know. And once again, my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. Okay? In addition to that, just make sure if you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line. Pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. Pray for those you know. Pray for those you do not know. Okay? In addition to that, just make sure that you continuously pray unto God. As I said before, make sure that you also check out my website, one of my websites. I'm working on the other consulting website. But one of my websites deals with the ministry, and it's under ALFREDALOVESHOW.com, AlfredaLoveShow.com. Please be sure to look at that website. I'm going to try to transfer some of my radio on that particular website, as well as have news and events on that website. Thank you so much for checking that out. If you will, at this particular time, please go to Alfreda. If you have your computer up, if you don't, that's still fine. You can replay this segment. Go to Alfreda, A-L-F-R-E-D-A, hubpages.com. Alfreda.hubpages.com. And you will see in the right-hand corner or side, you'll see something that says Explore, Notifications, Alfreda, Start a Hub, and Help. Okay? I want you to look at the In the Spotlight Move Something article. Now, I want to be very clear. This many people are looking at this article because they want to know about health. Within the first or the last 15 minutes, 12 people have already read this article. You know, I mean, the numbers are really increasing rapidly because health is a big issue. And I am going to focus on ministry, health, and education. Those are my three main topics. And not only do we want to build the knowledgeable person, but we want to build a healthy, holistic person as well. And that's what makes our program so unique. That's what makes this program so unique, is we deal with the whole person. So we're giving you everything that you need. And so I really want you to look at this particular page. Just click on it. You just click under Move Something. Read that. We also have Rachel, Character Matters. We have Erica Campbell, who's topping the charts big time now. Then we have the International Radio Program that's topping the charts, the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. Read about that. You can learn a little bit about me and about the ministry and the guests that I have coming on. Free Our Sons, once again, that's dealing with freedom and justice and things of that nature. The Blues Is All Right, of course, that's music. The late B.B. King. Then we have presidential nominations from Mr. Jeb Bush and Rick Perry. Of course, we have family, which is very important. Love your mother every day. We're going to add love your father every day. We also have the gospel industry. My good friend, Psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford, y'all check her out. And we also have Hillary Clinton, who's leading the pack. Many people are really interested in her and her initiatives. Then we have Injustice or Justice. Many people are interested in this as well. We have many comments from people about things that are happening that can be justified or that's not justified. Then, of course, if you want to know about yours truly, the lady who is speaking on the MIC, you'll see Dr. Afrida Love. I basically told you my whole life story there. Then, of course, you'll see the Clark sisters. They're legends in the gospel ministry. I gave an analysis of their reality show. And I also gave an analysis and said that I think that they would do a good job of having their own reality show, just the sisters and the family. Then we had Fear May Be a Factor. This has to do with things that's going on with Sister Loretta Lynch, and this is in the past, but she did receive her position. And then we have Catch That Star. This is with the school. And of course, we have Elder Bernice King, who's talking very motivational talks. She's one of our icons, our legends. And so we have some information about her. Then, of course, her father, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the King's death on the mountain. We talk about that day that he was assassinated. Then, of course, our favorite, Bounce TV with Man and Wife. They're going to have a second episode. I gave a review on that. Then, of course, the No Child Left Behind. We talk about education and some of the provisions and what we would like to see. As a matter of fact, this particular provision may need to be revamped because many children are being left behind, and we need to maybe look at some things that will help remediate these children. Then the fear of the unknown, of course, the 40% of African Americans, males, die a violent death. You can also, at the bottom, if you scroll down to the bottom, you can click on one of the articles. Click on one of the articles. And if you look on the right-hand side, you will see a little toolbar. You can scroll all, after you read it, after you read the article, you can scroll all the way down to the bottom. Okay, you'll see videos and all that good stuff. And you can make comments. You can make comments if you wish. You know, you can make comments. And, of course, I have to approve those comments. I usually, as long as it's not profanity or speaking about someone, I will accept those comments on the page. But I am going to filter some of the comments to make sure that they're not offensive or, you know, things of that nature. But I take every comment serious, and I want to answer those comments because people really want to know this information. And so we have a lot of hurting people out there, a lot of people who are trying to be other people, and it's just a lot going on, and we really need to be ears and eyes for those individuals, okay? So please check out that page. As I said before, that particular article, I tell you what, the article about Ms. Rachel, the NAACP president, is rapidly growing. The article about health, Move Something, is rapidly growing. People are really interested in that. People really want to get involved in that, and I want you to continue to do that. And pretty soon, as the Lord is showing me, praise God, I'm going to have to make a website just for Move Something. We're going to have books. We're going to have videos later on, and as the Lord is showing right now, praise God. Okay? So I really appreciate you guys for tuning in to the Love Lives Jesus Ministry. Be sure to come back on tomorrow as I will have, it's once more and again, I'm going to have my top 15 gospel artists on tomorrow. So make sure that you come back on tomorrow. And, of course, you know that Wednesday is Praying with Power and Love. And then we're going to have someone from Greece, and they're going to talk about different issues that may affect the United States later on. Of course, I want to write an article about gun control as well as speak to some individuals about gun control, and I'm going to get them on my ministry as well. I know that I'm going to get a couple of gospel artists again, and I'm really going to go out for that because I like when I have guests and individuals come on the Love of Jesus Ministry where Jesus shines with love. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember that we have Vacation Bible School at Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas. And it starts at 6 o'clock. It ends approximately 8:30. Please bring your children out and just please come out and help us celebrate our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to continue to pray for the individuals in Charleston. We understand and we recognize that things happen, and we recognize that, you know, God is still going to be God, and we recognize that every knee shall bow and every tongue is going to confess that He is Lord. We all have to give an account for everything that we do, and I'm just praying for each and every person. I thank y'all so much for listening to the Love Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host. As I said before, be sure to come back tomorrow. Thank you guys for the encouraging words and the compliments. Anytime you need to inbox me, email me, say something on the article, please do so. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.